There's baby fever in Japan. Crown Prince Naruhito and Crown Princess Masako are expecting their first child after 8 years of marriage. The expected arrival of a new baby is an important event for the chrysanthemum throne. Japan's royal house is the oldest monarchy in the world, and it's eager for an heir to succeed Naruhito. Joining us from Tokyo is the BBC's Charles Scanlon. Now, Charles, does it make any difference if the child is a boy or a girl?
Yes, it certainly does. The heir to the throne is restricted to the male line. So if it is a girl and that turns out to be their only child, then pressure is going to start building up for a change in the law to allow female succession.
It's pretty dramatic, isn't it, that they would consider changing the law to make accession to the throne possible for a girl?
Yes, and I think this shows the extent of the concern here. This, after all, is a family that's run in an unbroken dynasty from prehistory, and yet now in the modern era, it's really up against a wall. There have been female emperors in the past, before the modern period, seven or eight of them, but on the whole, they tended just to reign for a very short period until a male heir became available. And as I said, once Japan came into the modern era, the influences of Europe in the 19th century, they passed a specific law banning female succession.
Now, I understand that there are all these elaborate traditional ceremonies that follow the birth.
Yes, that's right. The first thing is that the Crown Prince and Princess will not themselves be able to name their child. That's a privilege that's reserved for the child's grandfather, the Emperor himself. So there will be a naming ceremony in which a representative of the Emperor will come in and do the naming. After that, there will be a series of other ceremonies in which the imperial baby will be brought into this rather mystical family.
Charles Scanlon is a correspondent for the BBC in Tokyo. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.